Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome back. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down my top 10 players and matchups to avoid for Week 14. Now, let's get to those lineup landmines. Dameon Pierce versus the Dallas Cowboys. So Pierce got back to encouraging usage in Week 13, 18 carries for 73 yards and 3 catches for 22 yards. But number 2 running back Dare Ogunbowale totaled 2 carries, both inside the 10-yard line for 8 yards and had 2 catches for 13 yards. And Pierce only ran a route on 49% of the dropbacks. It's concerning that the team opted to use Ogunbowale inside the 10-yard line instead of Pierce. There's a lot of risk with Pierce in Week 14 for fear that Houston gets blown out versus a red-hot Dallas defense playing at home. Cowboys allowed the 5th fewest fantasy points to game to running backs this season, ranked top 5 in fewest touchdowns allowed on the ground to running backs, with the Texans' abysmal 14-point implied team total as 17.5-point road dogs. Pierce could be a major bust in Week 14 without a locked-and-loaded receiving role to buoy his fantasy value. And speaking of Texans' busts, wide receiver Nico Collins also versus the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys boast the number one pass defense in EPA this season. They've allowed the 2nd fewest targets per game to number one wide receivers and the 2nd fewest receiving yards per game at 49 receiving yards. And since Week 6, Dallas ranks 5th in fewest receiving yards allowed to wide receivers overall. With a pass rush that figures to give Kyle Allen fits all day, Nico Collins hardly offers a massive fantasy ceiling in this spot after a subpar outing in Week 13. He saw a whopping 10 targets for a 27% target share, but caught just 3 passes for 35 yards. His final numbers were boosted from a late touchdown score. The second-year wide receiver saw 173 air yards and went 0-for-4 on his 4 targets of 20-plus air yards. You are threading the needle attaching yourselves to any Texans player in Week 14. Next up is running back Najee Harris versus the Baltimore Ravens. Since Week 6, the Ravens have completely shut down opposing running games. They're ranked 5th in fewest fantasy points allowed, facing the 5th lowest number of rushes per game at 18, and allowing just 55 rushing yards per game, the 2nd best mark in the NFL over that span. With Najee seeing his role reduced as a receiver, and Benny Snell and Jaylen Warren getting more work than before during Week 13, you need to temper expectations with the Pittsburgh Steelers starting running back. Next up here is Rashad White against the San Francisco 49ers. So White drew the start for Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football, but split the backfield opportunities 50-50 with veteran Leonard Fournette. Fournette rushed for 49 yards on 10 carries, while White rushed for 28 yards on 9 carries. Both running backs caught 6 passes, with White earning one more target, which happened to also be the game-winning touchdown. But Fournette played a higher percentage of snaps, 60% versus 41%, and ran more routes, 58% versus 38%. Both running backs will be extremely difficult to trust given the timeshare and the brutal matchup on deck versus a 49ers defense that is allowing the fewest fantasy points per game to running backs this season. Another running back I'm fading is running back Gus Edwards. He's facing up the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Gus Edwards bus got way off the rails in Week 13. Edwards was out-carried by Kenyon Drake 6-7 and out-snapped 47% versus 24%. The latter saw a lot of usage in the second half, and Drake also added 3 targets and saw the majority of receiving usage. The reduced workload for Edwards may have been due to his ineffectiveness as he averaged just 2 yards per carry. Drake led the way with a 53% backfield opportunity share. Given Edwards' lack of usage in matchup versus the Steelers, who ranked top 10 in fewest rushing yards allowed per game to running backs since Week 10 when TJ Watt came back, skip the Gus bus and take an Uber instead. Running back Devin Singletary up against the New York Jets. Singletary's role was reduced on Thursday night dramatically to a 44% snap share, even though his final rushing line looked okay at 13 carries for 51 yards and 1 touchdown. Rookie James Cook played a season-high 43% snaps and posted career numbers across the board. 14 for 64 as a rusher and a perfect 6 for 6 as a receiver for 41 yards, running more routes than Singletary. The increased receiving role for Cook was already happening based on his usage from Week 12, but the boosted snaps and carries suggest that Cook is on the cusp of dethroning Singletary atop the Bills' depth chart. First time he dominated the opportunity share at 51% with 20 total touches. Singletary's role as a receiver might be totally gone by Week 14, considering he dropped two passes versus the Patriots and ranked 7th worst in yards per route run this season. Cook ranks 2nd best. Without a receiving role, Singletary will be set up to fail versus a Jets defense that ranks top 10 in rush defense EPA. Gangrene limited him to just 8 carries for 24 yards the last time he played them. Wide receiver Darius Slayton up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Philly is allowing the 5th fewest fantasy points per game to perimeter wide receivers this season. Their real weakness has been from the slot, as they've been without starter Avante Maddox for several weeks. For that reason, you can't view Darius Slayton as anything more than a low-end wide receiver 3/flex option, even though he has been productive as the Giants wide receiver 1. I'm afraid the Eagles' strong cornerback tandem on the boundary will limit Slayton despite his 23% target share dating back to Week 7. Philly ranks 1st in DVOA versus number 1 wide receivers this season. Wide receiver DJ Moore up against the Seattle Seahawks. Since Week 7, the Seahawks have allowed the fewest fantasy points per game to perimeter wide receivers. They also rank 1st in that category this season. Moore has played just 28% of his snaps from the slot this year. Additionally, Seattle is allowing the fewest targets per game to number 1s. Considering Moore's up and down production among a rotating cast of quarterbacks, I'd be wary of starting him, hoping I'll get exactly what he posted in Week 12 before the team's bye week. Keep in mind that he only caught 4 passes from Sam Darnold, 3 of which were on throws of 20-plus air yards. Sam Darnold's track record hardly projects that he's super efficient downfield throwing will carry over from week to week. Next up is wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster for the Kansas City Chiefs up against the Denver Broncos. Smith-Schuster came back to a full-time role in Week 13, but didn't do much again. 3 catches for 35 yards on 4 targets, despite leading the team in routes run to 81%. And things don't project to get much better ahead of a brutal matchup versus the Denver Broncos, who have allowed the 3rd fewest fantasy points to perimeter wide receivers and the 2nd fewest fantasy points allowed overall to wide receivers in 2022. Last week, Smith-Schuster ran the highest percentage of his routes from out wide among Chiefs wideouts. That does him no favors against Broncos stud cornerback Patrick Surtain, who we will likely see plenty of in Week 14. And last but not least, wide receiver Gabriel Davis for the Buffalo Bills up against the New York Jets. We faded Adam Thielen a week ago to great results as the number 2 wide receiver going up against the vaunted Jets secondary. And we are running it back by fading Gabriel Davis in Week 14. The Jets have allowed the fewest fantasy points per game to opposing wide receivers since Week 6. They rank 4th in DVOA versus number 2 receivers, allowing the 5th fewest receiving yards per game at 39 to opposing number 2s. Davis has just a 19.5 target share in his last 3 games played that has seen Isaiah McKenzie also play a full-time role. And the last time Davis faced this exact Jets secondary, he caught just 2 passes for 33 yards on 5 targets. Fade Gabe Davis in Week 14.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.